How come you hung this girly calendar here?
Don't say girly calendar like those girls are bimbos. Those girls are not bimbos. They're all career women. That girl bending over to lace her boots is a brain surgeon.
Well, I don't care about the calendar, Louie, but why is it covering the picture of my mother?
Well, look, tell you the truth, Jeff. That picture of your old lady, give me the willies.
Hey, Louie, what are you trying to say about my mother?
Bucket, come on. Let's face it. I mean, you must admit she's no Lena Horne.
Well, I think she's beautiful. Everyone who knows her thinks she's beautiful. Because God gave her beauty on the inside.
Good, because he gave her Swamp Thing on the outside.
Hey, Louie, you say one more thing about my mother, and I'm gonna deck you.
Right.
When I see that picture, I see the most beautiful woman in the world.
I think you're the best referee we ever had with the kids. You're so good, I'm gonna buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know. I still feel I need a little practice in my footwork, you know?
Work out, Al. Work out. Alex. Take a tip from your old friend, Jim. Sprinkle a little baby powder in your shorts. And it'll clear that right up.
No. Jim, I was refereeing down at Tony's gym.
Well, that's good for you, too. But if you really want to clear it up, just...
My son Jason's coming here with a tape you're gonna want to hear. He had his first music recital today.
Oh, yeah? Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, well, I don't know. I had to work at the art gallery, so I couldn't go. That's why he's coming here. But you're in for a treat. You're gonna hear how his oboe lessons have paid off.
I think it's great that you're giving him those lessons.
Yeah.
Every boy should know how to hop on a moving freight train.
Jim, I think she said oboe lessons, not hobo lessons.
Hold on. Oboe, huh?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's an interesting choice of an instrument to force your kid to play.
I didn't force him to play it. What's wrong with the oboe?
It's a sissy instrument. No, wait.
I played the violin when I was a kid, and nobody thought I was a sissy. Because I followed one simple rule. For every hour that I practiced, I committed an atrocity.
Stay away from my kid, Louie. Listen, I'm not making my kid into a sissy. I mean, you know, Jason's learning to play the oboe now, but I wouldn't object if he came to me tomorrow and said, Mom, I don't want to play the oboe anymore. I'd rather spend my time...
ballet dancing.
...playing baseball, or logging, or smelting pig iron, or anything he wants. Besides, Besides, if Jason didn't like the oboe, he'd tell me about it. Jason, this is a very expensive instrument.
It's a stupid instrument.
Why do you say that?
I know. It's because the other kids tease you about being a sissy, huh?
No, they tease me because I don't play it beautifully enough.
The neighborhood has changed.
They're just jealous. Oh, come on, I want to hear your tape. Oh, Jason. Oh. Oh, this is so beautiful. I could cry.
Yeah, you and the composer.
You did a wolf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't heard that for weeks.
I gotta go. My ride is waiting.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll listen to the whole thing later.
Okay. Hey, Tony, how's your boxing coming?
Oh, well, I'm not taking too many bouts lately. You know, I'm coaching kids instead, Jason.
Wow! Hey, do they get beat up as bad as you used to?
No. They wear headgear and big gloves and all, you know. It's fun. Why don't you come down sometime?
And box?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I think she has her heart set on logging or smelting pig iron.
I don't want to box. I just want to watch.
Oh, you want to watch? Oh, okay, that's all right. Come on, honey. You're going to be late for your movie.
Yeah, we're going to see Star Wars again.
What's your favorite part?
That scene in the bar.
Oh, you mean the one with all the weird-looking aliens in it? You like that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Show this to your friends. They'll love it.
Don't swallow this, Maddie. Okay, you got it? Okay, ooh, this, I bet you're gonna be good. I hope. All right, now, box around now. All right, stick it out, Maddie. Use the left. Ooh, all right, Carlos. Good shot. Ooh, be easy, baby,
hey,
now.
Move.
Hey, Elaine. Hi, Jason. I'll be with you in a second.
Okay.
Move now, move. Keep moving. Move to your left. Maddie's usually good for about 2 minutes before I have to stop the fight.
Oh,
keep
you
going,
let
baby.
Them fight until they hurt each other?
Oh, no. That's when his trunks usually start falling down. Okay, come on now. Keep moving now, Carlos. Oh,
Tony, aren't they too
come on,
young
stop
for
hitting
this?
Gloves. Nah, look at them, Elaine. They're not hurting each other. I mean, gee, they're learning sportsmanship, hand-eye coordination. And boxing, it's fantastic for kids. Hold it. Oh, I'm sorry, Maddie, I'm sorry.
All right, buddy, you're gonna love this too.
Oh, guys, finish strong.
Hey, Tony, this looks like a lot of fun. Can I try it?
No, Jason, you can't.
Why not?
Well, because your mother doesn't want you to. All right, guys, move in here now. Move in. Finish strong. All right, time. Way to go, guys. All right, Carlos, great workout. You're looking good, baby. You too, get a shower. Get out of here.
Hey, Coach. Who am I going to spar with?
Well, where's Thompson?
He went home.
Well, there's nobody left. I guess you could be first next week, though, okay?
What about him?
Elaine, let me have a word with you a second here. You know, Jason wants a box, and this is a perfect opportunity for him because Gregory over there is perfect for your son.
What do you mean by that?
Gregory's a wimp.
Are you saying that Jason's a wimp?
No, not a wimp.
A sissy?
No.
A weakling.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I'll have you know he's extremely athletic.
Can I box? Please, Mom, please let me box.
What's the matter? Your mommy won't let you fight?
Let him go one round. I promise, nothing will happen to him. I promise, Elaine.
Please, Mom.
All right, if you really want to.
All right. Come on, get some gloves on you. Come on.
Why did you do
this? Elaine, don't worry about a thing. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Tell you, let me see
you
this.
Sure?
Oh, yeah. This is good for Jason. He's a regular kid. Let me tell you, this might even improve his wind for them difficult oboe passages.
I'm ready, Coach.
Hi. What's your name?
Bulldog Gregory. What's his?
Oh, that's my son Jason. The butcher, Nardo. Okay.
Come on, guys, in you go.
See, and you thought I was an overprotective mother, didn't you? Well, I'm not. I'm a blithering pea brain.
Oh. All right, guys, now you listen, Jason. You saw those other guys, so just use your instincts, okay? You'll be fine. Okay. Now, look, I want a clean fight, all right? I don't want no hitting behind the head. And when I say box, you box. But when I say break, you break, all right?
What's he doing?
Not now. He's new. All right, here you go. Okay. All right, wait a minute here. Okay, buddy, here we go. All right now.
Okay. Be careful.
Here we go. You ready? All right, box around. All right, Jason, nice and easy. First time in there, you know, you want to look good.
See, look at him moving.
That's it, Greg. Moving on. Ooh, ooh. Good shot. Good
hey.
Shot.
What the?
Ooh. Hey, Jason. Oh, Jason. Jason. What's the matter with you? You don't hit anybody when he's down.
Get up. I'm not through with you. Get up.
What? Oh, hold it. The fight's over. Jason wins. Come on, get up. My God. Shake hands. Hey, now, look, you. Get me out of this thing. Go hit the showers.
I've only boxed for 10 seconds. I don't need a shower.
You needed a shower when you got here. Get out of here. Get this.
Are you all right?
Man.
Did you see me? I mean, I punished him.
Yeah, you did.
I killed him. I got him in the gut. I made him go, ugh.
All right. Now stop it. Stop it. I don't like this side of you.
Hey, you got a pretty talented kid here, Elaine.
Yeah, talented?
Yeah, quick hands, quick feet. He could be a terrific boxer.
Oh, if he ever boxed again, which he's not.
That's not fair. How come I always got to do the stuff you want me to do, but I never get to do the stuff I want to do?
Because in this case, what you want to do is appalling and disgusting and dangerous to you and extremely distasteful to your mother.
You said the same thing about Pac-Man. I wish Dad was here. He'd let me box.
Jason. Tony, don't look at me like that, because he's not gonna box.
Come on, Elaine.
He's not gonna box. Jason! Oh, Alex, he's been miserable for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to raise my son to be a normal, healthy boy, and maybe sometimes I need a man's point of view.
I think you should let him box.
Maybe not yours.
Oh.
Do you really think so?
You don't care what I think.
No, I do. I was just hoping that maybe you'd agree with me.
Oh.
See, Alex, I'm afraid that maybe Jason's missing out on something, being raised by a single mother. If you really think I should let him box, then convince me.
Alex. May I? I think I have a few pertinent words to say on this subject. The ability of two men to put on gloves, stand toe to toe in a spirit of sportsmanship, and pummel each other into insensibility is what separates us from the animals.
Elaine, come here. Look, just listen to me. We're not talking about prize fighting here. We're talking about kids boxing under very safe conditions. I mean, with headgear and big soft gloves.
I know. I just don't want him to get hurt.
Elaine, will you trust me? I've been refereeing these little 10-year-olds and where they hit me. If they could do any harm at all, you wouldn't be hearing me now unless you were a dog.
He really wants to do this, Alex.
Well, let him do it. Come on, competitive sports are good for a kid. They teach him discipline. They teach him courage. They teach him determination, self-respect. I was raised by my mother. She didn't want me to do competitive sports.
No.
No, but she finally gave in. Yeah, I can remember making that school team, getting into my first game, and catching that ball and tucking it under my arm and racing down the field. I mean, it's moments like that you don't forget.
Did you score a touchdown?
Well, no, actually, we were playing soccer at the time. We're not allowed to use your hands in soccer, so... It cost us a penalty kick, and, well, after the game, the kids in the team took off my pants and threw them out of the bus window, but that didn't matter. No, I mean, I felt accepted.
Yeah. If Jason were your son, Alex, would you let him box?
I would.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm gonna let him box.
Good. You're not gonna regret it. I'm telling you, you're not gonna regret it.
Okay.
Elaine.
Oh, Tony.
Don't interrupt me. I've been thinking about this the past 3 days, and I've gone over and over every argument to convince you. And, well, I think you should let Jason box because, well, you should.
Okay, Tony.
I should have been a lawyer.
Hey, I want to make sure nobody welches on their bets.
You're betting on these fights? They're just children. How could you bet on little kids?
I made little bets.
What kind of sick person would take your bets? It was only $2. It was my son. I see your son's matched up against my son. Good luck. Well, you seem awfully calm. To be honest, I'm not that thrilled about my son boxing, but... Beats hanging around a pool hall.
Your son hangs around pool halls?
No, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the next bout, I have an announcement. We are honored to have at ringside a very special guest. He is the champion of last year's 68-pound division, none other than Johnny DeStillo. Hey! In this corner, wearing the blue trunks and weighing 65 pounds, Jason Nardo! And in this corner, weighing in at 66 pounds and wearing red trunks, Benny Jameson!
Okay, fine, now you know the rules. No low blows, no headbutts, and no name-calling. Understand? I want a clean fight, shake hands, come out fighting.
All right, Chase. Now, you remember what I taught you. Okay, now keep moving, sticking out that left. Keep your guard up, don't get tired. Save your best for the third round.
Go in there and nail him.
Go ahead, baby. Get him, baby, go! Jason! Oh, Jason.
I
think he said his nose is broken.
Oh, no, baby. You're all right. It's not broken. It's just sore.
Ow! It's broken.
No. Okay.
All right,
oh, can I have my purse, please? Oh. I'm so sorry. I hope you don't blame my son for this. Oh, no. I couldn't blame him for anything done in the spirit of competition. No. I blame him, and I blame him.
Nardo, I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You can pay me tomorrow.
Look, Elaine, I...
Tony, please, let's not have another scene like we had at the emergency room. At least she's calm now.
I just wanted to tell her, don't worry about Jason's nose. I mean, my nose was broken 6 times. Look how good it healed. What'd I say?
Tony, it's all right. It's all right. She's in a mood. Nothing you could say can make it any better. Anyway, you're home now.
Okay. Hey, look, Elaine, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. And I don't blame you for blaming me for this.
I don't blame you, Tony. It's just bad luck, I guess.
You spoke. She spoke. All right, thanks, Elaine. Good night, Al.
Night, Jason.
Good night, Tony. You know, I'm really glad to hear you say that. I was afraid you weren't going to speak to either of us again. Elaine? Oh, come on. Now, why are you more mad at me than you were at Tony?
Because I don't rely on Tony's opinion like I rely on yours, and you know that. You said to let him box, so I let him box, and look what happened.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I'm the one who let him box. Oh. That's it. Oh, I'm going to be so careful with this kid from now on. If you thought I was an overprotective mother before, you ain't seen nothing yet. He isn't going to go anywhere, he isn't going to do anything, and all he's going to eat is strained food.
Oh, come on, will you, Elaine?
No, I mean it, Alex. I mean it. He's not going to ride his bicycle, and he's definitely not going to climb trees. And no way is he going to play any sports.
Come on.
He isn't going to do anything where there's the remotest possibility that he could hurt himself.
Oh, yeah? The day will come when he has to shave.
Who says? Some men look better in beards.
Not a pretty picture. A 44-year-old man sitting in a room full of hair playing an oboe. Come on, Elaine. You know you're not going to do that.
I know. There's so many tough decisions to make, and I don't know if I can make them.
You'll make them. Making tough decisions is part of raising a kid. So you make some mistakes along the way. But you're an intelligent woman, and you're a caring person, and you're a loving mother. I think Jason's lucky to have you as the one who's going to make those decisions for him.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
You know, the funny thing is that even after all he's been through, you know, losing the fight and breaking his nose and the pain and trauma of the emergency room, I bet that right now he's wondering when he can box again.
You gotta be kidding.
Walters.